Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for September. This is the first broadcast of the Paranormal News Insider on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the paranormal news of the last month. By far the biggest news story of the last 30 days was the Georgia Bigfoot body, or lack thereof. We were supposed to wait until September 1st, but this story took its final nosedive shortly after a press conference on August 15th, which gave us little in the way of evidence, a few sketchy photographs and DNA evidence that was questionable at best. The story blew up just a couple of days later by Steve Coles, host of the podcast show Sasquatch Detective Radio on Blog Talk Radio, who had previously introduced the best Bigfoot hunters in the world, Rick Dyer and Matt Gary Witten, to Tom Biscardi, a Bigfoot investigator and known hoaxer. Coles described finding the costume as the so-called body thawed out in a freezer that was transported from Georgia to Indiana. Coles was present in Indiana on Biscardi's behalf. Biscardi blames the two Georgia boys for his deception, while Coles claims he had nothing to do with any wrongdoing. Matt and Rick turned out a quick apology to Lauren Coleman and Matt Moneymaker, of whom the pair made numerous negative statements through YouTube before disappearing. Their apology came in the form of yet another YouTube video in which they admitted the hoax, yet their motive is still not clear. They supposedly stuck Biscardi with a bill to their hotel room, used for the press conference. Apparently Matt Witten has lost his job over this and is now a former police officer, just as many claimed might happen. The website operated by the two hoaxers, BigfootTracker.com, has been shut down. The story first broke in mid-July to those with a nose for paranormal news and is now in mop-up mode as we sort out who is responsible for what, but the case is officially labeled as a hoax. Updates will be ongoing, but most of us just want to move on from this story. And in other cryptid news, on Friday, August 22nd, a story out of Kathmandu gives us hope in finding Bigfoot, or rather his Yeti cousin. A group of Japanese adventurers will climb in the mountains of Nepal starting August 28th and spend 6 weeks looking for the creature using infrared motion detector cameras. Yeti Project Japan, as their effort is being called, is led by Takahashi Yoshitero, who is 65 years old, will be accompanied by 6 others who claim to have seen traces of Yeti in the past trips, and one of them witnessed a Yeti in 2003. Takahashi hopes of capturing photographic evidence, as well as hopefully shaking the hand of a Yeti. Okay. They're not interested in a body, apparently, but will photographic evidence be enough? A photograph with one of them shaking a Yeti's hand will probably not be very convincing and will most certainly scream hoax. Stay tuned for more information on this one. And on Saturday, August 23rd, another researcher is looking for Bigfoot on yet another continent, this time Australia. The self-proclaimed Yowie man, Rex Gilroy, has been investigating the Yowie for over 50 years. He will begin an expedition accompanied by his wife and a cryptozoologist for a 2 to 3 week search for evidence of the creature. Again, he's looking for photographic evidence and not a body. Mere photographs are evidence, at best, sketchy, and it won't provide much proof in the public arena, but that's in my opinion. Hopefully more on this story next month. And in UFO news, August 17th, Steve Bass, a ufologist and investigator for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, reported on a strange phenomena happening in Brazil in which locals were being attacked by small UFOs. The UFOs fly 20 to 30 feet off the ground and emit a beam of light that, when comes in contact with the body, creates scars and blood loss as if the blood was being sucked from the skin. Interestingly, the locals have called this vampire lights, or chupa chupa, the sucker. This phenomena was studied by the Brazilian military, and there was no mention of any recent reports. The article can be reached at www.americanchronicle.com/articles/71561. And on August 20th, the town of San Clemente, 150 miles south of Santiago, Chile, has a new tourism campaign. A UFO trail has been opened along a 19-mile path which encompasses several prime viewing locations, as well as a purported landing site. This area of South America has been a hotbed of UFO activity for a number of years, but seems to lose out in popularity to the neighboring country of Peru and those good old Aztecs. And in other news, the annual Mothman Festival will take place the weekend of September 20th and 21st in downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Admission is free. Check out mothmanfestival.com for more details. The Louisville Ghost Hunting Society is having their 7th annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention, September 26th through the 28th. Visit msp.louisvillegs.com for more details. The annual East Coast Bigfoot Conference kicks off September 27th in Gannett, Pennsylvania. See pabigfootsociety.com for further details. And if you have information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com or visit the message boards at paranewsinsider.com or The Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on The Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is Enterape, Investigating the Phantom, and is provided by the Podcast Safe Music Network at podsafemusicnetwork.com.